House Bill 100 is a pilot program that has been in effect since 2015. The bill gives a Medicaid waiver to families of children who have complex medical issues such as a disability that require constant care and typically do not qualify for Medicaid. Last week in the House, Logan Republican Representative Ed Redd introduced a bill that would make the medical waiver an ongoing law, not just a pilot program. This week, he has to convince the House that the $2.25 million a year is worth spending to help the 580 Utah families who benefit from the program.
Typically, their parents have health insurance, but their parents' health insurance doesn't cover everything they need. And so their parents are stuck with $10,000 or $12,000 a year ongoing out-of-pocket medical expenses. Most of them are young parents, right? And so they're out making $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 a year full-time employment. They're accumulating massive medical debts, ended up going through bankruptcies. Just trying to take care of a child with complex medical conditions is difficult by itself. But if you're having all these other problems on top of that, sometimes you lose it.
84% of families who participate in this waiver program are insured. The other 16% already qualify for Medicaid because of their income. There's just more expenses than they can handle. The waiver's funds help families pay for high deductibles or costs that are not covered by insurance.
So part of the waiver is we make the child eligible for Medicaid they otherwise are not eligible for, and then we give the parents 3 hours a week of respite care by a trained, skilled nurse professional that can take care of the kid safely and not have the child be in harm's way. And that intervention plus the support has just had really amazing outcomes in these families.
The bill is currently waiting for approval in the House. Reporting for Utah Public Radio News, I'm Danny Hayes.